Joining me now is Upperman softball head coach Dustin Williams. Coach, couple big games earlier this week. I know you took a tough loss on Monday to White County, but you got a big win against Macon County last night. What stuck out to you from both games?
Honestly, for us, we're just always talking about getting better for May. We want to be playing our best softball in May. And like I've said in previous conversations, I feel like playing teams that are as good or better than you can only be advantageous for helping you achieve that goal. And we played a really tough White County team on Monday, and we kind of took it on the chin a little bit. Tough game, a play here or there, and maybe it's a different outcome, but it didn't happen that way, and we rolled right off. And Tuesday last night, we were able to get back on that horse and ride, and we were able to take care of business last night against a really talented Macon County softball team.
How much confidence does a win like last night do build for this team? Because, I mean, obviously you don't want to give up 11 runs, but you score 12 runs in the process, you come out with the win, and Macon County, like you said, is a really good program. How much confidence does a win like last night give this team moving forward?
Oh, it gives us an exponential amount of confidence. But this group of girls, I've said all year long, kind of just stay baseline. It was kind of cool last night to see them get above that line. You know, throughout our entire season, we've had ups and downs and a lot of wins and a few tough losses. And they've always kind of stayed baseline. But last night I saw something different and just something about how urgently they were playing. We talk about three things every day in practice and every game. We want to, one, be able to make routine plays on defense. Two, put the ball into play with authority on offense. And three, always play with a sense of urgency. And the girls made several plays last night that maybe were above routine type plays. They were really good plays that normally players don't make. And we made a few of those last night. We didn't make some of the routine plays, but we overcompensated with able to make some of those plays we shouldn't have made and putting the ball in play with authority. So I was really, really proud of our girls last night to see that ability for them to get to that next level, and that was really special to see.
I feel like it's impossible for us to talk today without having a conversation about Reagan Hurst, because I think I did the math, but I think she was hitting over 700 for last week. She's been great all season, but it seems like she's really kicked it into gear at the plate recently. Every time she puts the ball in play, she's hitting it with authority, like you mentioned. What's been the key for her at the plate, and what's led to this success?
I think she hit 737 for us last week. Reagan's a really phenomenal athlete. She's been pushed really hard throughout her entire prep career in both sports. She actually was a good volleyball player too, coming up through the ranks, and just decided to focus on softball and mainly basketball over the past couple of years. But she's just a gamer, and we talk about we go as she goes because she's our leadoff hitter. You know, she puts the ball in play with authority, you know, and then the girls behind her have the availability and opportunity to do that as well. And she does a good job of that. Reagan's going to put the bat on the ball hard wherever it goes, and she's a deer. You know, she runs. So that gives us a really good opportunity when she's at the plate, kind of get things started. And we've been really, really strong behind her. Our two-hole hitter, Morgan Green, puts the ball into play. Allie Jennings, Mel Pride, Bailey Colson, and all the way down the list have done a really good job behind her, all the way down to the bottom of her lineup, and Jayla Cobb hitting in the nine hole. You know, she's hitting well over 300 for us in that nine spot, and that's been really big for us too. And girls like Abigail Johnson and Leah McElhaney putting the ball in play with authority, and Kira Hancock, our freshman catcher now, who's transitioned to the catcher role. Everybody's hitting the ball. We're limiting strikeouts. You know, last night I think we had four strikeouts. So if you can put the ball in play, good things are going to happen, and we've done a tremendous job of that from 1-9 throughout the last few weeks of the season.
It's got to be even more impressive when you consider how young Jayla Cobb is, that she's doing as well as she is out of that nine spot. I think a lot of young kids might hit lower in the lineup and think, man, this means the coach must think I'm not a good hitter. I'm not deserving a spot higher in the lineup. But it seems like she's really kind of taken that spot, and she's obviously, like you said, performing really well out of it, hitting over 300. That's pretty solid for a good young player, right?
Well, I mean, honestly, you've got to be able to hit it to get into our lineup, and we're blessed right now to have, we feel like at any given time we've got 12, 13, 14, 15 players that can get in our lineup somewhere, whether it be just a designated player role as a hitter, a pinch hitter, or whatever the case may be. So even cracking that top nine is pretty special, you know. And then the way we approach it is, listen, you're not going to be in our lineup if you can't hit. So 1-9, you have a purpose, and you have to know your role in that purpose. We look at it as our nine-hole hitter as our second leadoff. Jayla's the second fastest girl on our team. She can bunt for a hit. She puts the ball in play. She can run out infield singles. She can do a lot of the things needed to get on base for us. She takes a lot of pitches, so she's selected in her offensive approach. So we don't look at it as, hey, you're batting 7, 8, 9, so you're not as good as 1-6. There's a reason why you're where you're at. We feel like, and we're putting that plan together, and everybody has to do a job, you know. And like I said at the beginning, if you can't hit, you can't play, you know. So just getting in that first nine is good all in of itself.
One other hitter I want to talk about, Coach, is Mel Pride, because I really don't think, in all the games I've seen this year, I don't think I've seen her make contact and not hit the ball really hard. Is it something, I'm sure you're probably used to it as a coach, but does anything about her as a hitter surprise you at this point when you see her hit the ball as hard as she is? You mentioned hitting with authority. Does any of that surprise you about her anymore?
It does. Mel has a solid approach. She does a really good job, whether hips and hands or palm up, down at contact, and attacking the ball out in front of her. She's worked countless hours with hitting coaches. She goes and takes hitting lessons on the weekends. And of course, she really listens to what Coach Hurst says. He kind of runs our hitting program and does a really good job with our hitters. The hardest thing, I think, around the Upper Cumberland is that you see so much diversity in your pitchers. You know, we played Sparta on Monday night, and you've got a girl pumping it in there at 60-plus miles an hour, and you got to get your trigger ready for that. And then you roll up in there on Tuesday, and you got a girl throwing it 50 miles an hour. And then you may go and play somewhere else the next week, you know, and girl might be putting it in there at 45 to 48. So Coach Hurst stresses all the time that the two hardest things you're ever going to do is hit a fast pitch ball of some sort, softball, baseball, and play golf. Those are the two hardest things that you're going to have to do as an athlete, because that's just, it's so hard. You know, hitting a ball coming at you that fast is not easy to do. So you just got to trust the process and trust your hips and hands and know that you got good pitch selection and be able to hit the ball with authority. But no, I'm not surprised by Mel Pride or any of our players for that matter, putting the ball in play with authority. We've done a pretty good job of that, and we continue to do a good job of that. And hopefully we're hitting it our best going into the next couple weeks.